All right, please mute yourself if you're on Zoom as we prepare to start our service. And if you're here, please remember to silence your phone. And I welcome Mike Merker, who's going to give us 5 minutes of beautiful meditation music. Thank you. That was absolutely gorgeous. Welcome to the Unity Center for Positive Living. My name is Joyce Merrick, and welcome to 2025. We're glad you could join us this morning, and if this is your first time, we welcome you. I'd like to read to you from the Daily Word with today's opening message. Strength. God's strength is my strength. If I identify solely with my human nature, I may feel daunted by my cares and duties and by the state of the world itself. When I feel small or ill-equipped to face troubling situations or uncertain circumstances, I remind myself I will never without the power of divine strength within me. The awesome strength of God is inexhaustible and without limitation. Anything I may be called to face is no match for divine strength. As I grow in spiritual understanding, I realize I need not pray for God's help. Instead, I claim the strength of God as an aspect of my divine identity. I affirm, divine strength is mine. I am strong in spirit. As these words grow in my consciousness, I feel better able to keep life's struggles in perspective. And remember, I am strong in God. God the Lord is my strength. Habakkuk 3:19. We're going to sing Surely the Presence, led by Mike.
Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can feel the rush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can feel the rush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love in this place.
Please join me in our opening statement. There is only one presence and power active as the universe and as my life, God the Good. Our welcoming song today is Amazing Grace. Please stand if you wish, and we'll let Mike lead us.
I once was lost.
or meet your neighbor at this time?
Now the it's still ringing. You have plenty of time.
If you have something you are especially thankful for this past week, please feel free to share it with us briefly. Thank you.
I'm really grateful. I had a really, my birthday was Tuesday, December 31st. I just had a really delightful time. Got to visit an old friend from the other church. Got to see my daughter. Got to spend New Year's with a couple of my college roommates. So it was just really delightful.
Wonderful.
I'm very grateful for my mom hanging on.
Yeah.
All your friends can help me with restraint.
Joanne's got one when I'm done, but I'm grateful for Mother Nature. Next week, I get to go watch the King Tides. It's an annual thing that nature puts on for us. And there are, I think, 12-foot tides. I'm going to go up to La Push and watch them, and they'll be amazing. Yeah.
Elaine?
I'm just grateful that I didn't come down with the sickness that every child I came in contact with in the last 2 weeks and every adult had. So, yay, immune boosters.
I second that, and I'm also just grateful for this space of sharing gratitude. It's really powerful just to have,
Joanne has one, but she kind of disappeared. There she is.
Can you hear me?
Oh, there she is.
We can hear her.
Grateful for the eternal sunshine of Florida, but also I sent you a note, Tom, that Daria needs to be co-hosted.
Why?
For her note taker, fireflies.ai.
There you go.
Oh, it got admitted. I think.
Yeah, somebody else.
Thank you.
Okay. See you guys in a couple of weeks.
Anybody else? At this time, are there any announcements? Our big announcement is we're going to have, after our service today, we're going to have our annual board meeting, or annual meeting, and you're all invited to come downstairs. Of course, we have a potluck. Are there any other announcements? Wow, short announcement. You guys are making it easy on my first time up here. I appreciate that. Our unity statement. Please join with me in our unity statement. Give them a chance to get it on the screen.
Bypass share. Let's go about it a different way. It's coming. 1, 2, 3. Get ready for it. Almost there. Did it work? Yeah, okay.
I show the song, but I don't show the... Oh, there we go.
Yay!
Good job. Thank you, Benny. All right, please join me in our unity statement. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Our song of joy today is Blessed Always. Please stand if you like.
Let our joy be so dry.
Well, Happy New Year, everyone. And January, the first of our months and 12 powers, is faith. Faith is the ability to believe, intuit, and perceive. The location of faith in our body is the center of the brain. Close your eyes for a minute and imagine deep inside your brain. The color given to faith is dark blue. Visualize a deep blue filling your head. And we're going to say our first affirmation together. It is, faith blesses my day and paves my way. Would you join me in that? Faith blesses my day and paves my way. And this is from Reverend Bronte Colbert. Today, I honor my faculty of faith. Whether it is as small as a mustard seed or as large as a mountain, faith is the energy that carries me forward. It opens my heart to knowing that I am worthy of all good things, including more love. When events around me seem overwhelming, when worry and doubt darken the landscape of my mind, I call forth faith. In prayer, I affirm that faith will see me through. In meditation, I picture a reservoir of faith that I easily draw from. Faith fills me with trust and confidence. It lightens any load. Faith expands my awareness to recognize the presence of spirit in every person, place, and circumstance. It reminds me to trust in my abilities and believe in myself, knowing I am ever supported by the divine. Faith uplifts my thoughts and words to create a brighter picture. It reminds me to be open to divine guidance, intuitive knowing, and spiritual nudges. It aids me in knowing that from a divine perspective, all is truly well. And from 2 Thessalonians 1:3, we ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love all of you have for one another is increasing. And our last affirmation is, walking in faith, my steps are sure, divine guidance is clear, and my path is illuminated. And would you join me in that, please? Walking in faith, my steps are sure, divine guidance is clear, and my path is illuminated. Faith.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Susan. Our meditation song today is Jamang Taji, and translated, it means Hail Mother Goddess. Please join Mike in singing this song.
Jai Mata Durga,
Now time for our affirmations. Please join me in saying them together. I am joyous being of light. I am the love of God in expression. I am grateful for all that I am. I am one with the abundant nature of the universe. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am at peace knowing everything I need comes to me in the perfect time and in the perfect way. Our traditional Lord's Prayer will be said this Sunday. Please join me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Alleluia.
Speaker, which is going to be Eileen Selig, and she's going to speak to us about our Unity Church.
All right, we are actually, we're going to talk about change and our church. So we're going to meld some things together. Okay, so we can get in a good solid message and a little bit of an update. All right. Okay. First of all, I do have to acknowledge the Pooh Bear on all the slides. I'm assuming this is in honor of Miss Joyce and her love of Pooh Bear.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, you didn't know. Oh, no. Yeah. No, she loves some Pooh Bear. So I just assumed it was because she was our leader today. Oh my goodness. Well, what a fabulous coinkydink. All right. So ladies and gentlemen, last Sunday we had the empowering experience of participating in the traditional burning bowl and white stone ceremonies. And this past week, we each ushered in the new year. We may have celebrated with a grand event or a quiet evening at home. Myself, we shot for the East Coast New Year's, missed it by 3 minutes, shot for the West Coast New Year's and missed it by 16. So missed the ball drop and the fireworks both times around. But you know, hey, it's still a new year. However you chose to ring in the new year, the calendar turned, time marches on, and things change because life is change. January is named for the Roman god Janus. And Janus was the god of doorways and beginnings. He is depicted as a two-headed god with one head facing the past and one facing the future. What better time than now in January? The time of beginnings for a new year to start and a month that is named to honor the god of beginnings, to express an appreciation of our past while setting our sights firmly on the future. January offers the opportunity to make a fresh start and do things differently, to go for something we truly want, to free ourselves from habitual patterns, and improve our life at every level. Internally, externally, body, mind, and spirit, thought, word, and deed. Benjamin Franklin is credited with having said, "But in this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes." I've said it standing right here once before that I will amend that with death, taxes, and change. All three are certainties, and all three we work to avoid as much as possible. We truly cannot avoid death. It comes for all of us in our time. And taxes, although I hear you can avoid them, that can also bite you in the arse. Change happens. How we live with that change and how we adapt to that change, how we embrace that change, will determine the quality of the life that we live. Let us celebrate change in our lives. In welcoming change, we will see more, understand more, believe more, transition faster, open more doors, create more, and access more. In welcoming change, we will live more. In embracing change, we will live in our power. Several years ago, way back in 2019, D'Erica was scheduled to speak. And she had been working on a lesson about change. And at the last minute, she asked if I could fill in. I don't remember the specifics, but she asked if I could fill in. She provided me with her notes and I ran with it. And since then, I have revisited this lesson again in 2023. And found parts of it fitting for today. D'Erica had created an acrostic for the word change. And she defined it as such: C, co-creators with God; H, happening all the time; A, access and attitude; N, newness; G, growth; and E, effect. Let's take a look at these a little bit deeper. Co-creators with God. We can speak things into existence. We can call things into being. We have the power to create change when and where it is needed. Unity Principle 3 states, human beings create their experiences by the activity of their thinking. Everything in the manifest realm has its beginning in thought. H, happening all the time. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 13. A time for everything, there is a season. A time for every activity under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die.
a time to plant and a time to harvest, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to cry and a time to laugh, a time to grieve and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to turn away, a time to search and a time to quit searching, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be quiet and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Every day we are changing, as is our world around us. We may not see the changes, but they are there, always present. Some are fast, like changing our clothes to accommodate a change in activity, and some are slow, like evolution. Change is happening right now, in this moment. A, access and attitude. We celebrate ourselves. In We Celebrate Ourselves by Unity writer Eric Butterworth, he writes, if you are not satisfied with the direction your life has taken or with the experiences that continually manifest, you can change by getting into the kind of attitudes and feelings that you assume you would have if you were now experiencing the desired conditions. Fake it till you make it, people. We access new thoughts in change, new territory, new dimensions of self and spirit, new hope, new prosperity, new relationships, new opportunities, new gifts, etc. But we often overlook this world of new access, this reality of good fortune related to change due to fear, our own attitudes. Fear of change. Let us change our attitude, rise above the fear, to access the positives of change. N is for newness. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 reads, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, a new life has begun. One of the rationales of faith in Christ is the idea of new life. It is something we must have a desire to see and a faith in to manifest. Some have a hard time believing in all the newness promised by Christ. Sins can be cleansed, forgiveness can occur, past can be pardoned, cleansed souls and minds can be renewed. Healing can occur for any condition, and that there is life after death. But these are the teachings of Christ. G is for growth. Our affirmations used to include a line specific to change. I'm growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. I'm not sure where it went, but change is a necessity for growth. Change of conditions, change of environment, spiritual change, insert change here. All growth comes from change. And E is effect. What is the effect or impact of our actions, thoughts, and words? Change. Change is that effect. Be aware of your effects, your impact. Make them positive. Don't underestimate the power of effect. It can go forth and signal the powers that be to bring change. We may not always see it, but we have an effect on others, and we have an effect on our world. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 and 52 read, we will all be transformed. It will happen in a moment, in the blink of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown. So friends, we are on the precipice of change. Change as an organization, change as individuals. We stand poised to co-create, to experience and take part in what is happening around us, to assess and possibly alter our access and attitude to our circumstances, embrace newness, grow, and explore the effect of change. I stood right here 8 weeks ago to share with you the challenges and questions facing our church community. The questions raised included,
Do we commit ourselves as a Unity Church, signing and submitting bylaws, agreeing to hand over our assets if our association is ever terminated? If not, what is our collective vision for the future of our church? Are we a functioning church? What vision do you have for us as a church and as a membership? And considering our current membership, do we reduce the size of our board from 6+1 alternate to 3+1 alternate? The additional challenges included having open dialogue around these questions, in itself is a challenge. And finding members to step up and fill the many roles of our friends Tom and Susan while they are away on their amazing adventures. As for the question of being a Unity Church, the short answer is yes, we are. However, we still need to contemplate if we intend to continue as a Unity Church. This question of identity is on our ballot for voting today, in case you're not aware. Remaining with Unity would require having someone willing and able to work with Unity Worldwide and Unity Northwest to find a minister of record to be on file, meeting one of the requirements set in the bylaws. Following this track may also mean evaluating our ministry and affirming that we align with Unity teachings and practices. Separating from Unity would, based on bylaws established in 1998, which we did in fact find previously established bylaws, would mean selling all assets, paying any debts, and relinquishing all proceeds to the Association of Unity Churches. As for the questions of whether we are a functioning church and our vision as a membership, I personally am still unclear. At our community meeting on November 24th, we had a rousing speech from Grandfather. I left with a buoyed sense of hope about the future. I waited to hear from members with all the ways they were willing to take part and help facilitate the growth of our community. And I had two private conversations and received one email. Our little community has rallied to meet our weekly needs in the first quarter of 2025. Yeah. At this time, many of our weekly service contributor needs are met. Although we have speakers, readers, musicians, and service leaders lined up, we lack the tech support necessary to accommodate remote service contributors and maintain our web presence. This brings up proposals for changes to our services. Possible changes include not recording services to be posted to the website, not providing services via Zoom, having only in-person speakers, musicians, readers, and service leaders. As one of our speakers strictly joins via Zoom, as Mariette lives in Canada, and that makes sense, and one primarily via Zoom, Miss Daria, because she also spends a good deal of time on the East Coast and isn't close by, we would need to consider finding new speakers, possibly having existing in-person speakers speak more than once per month, or reducing services to only the weeks we have a fully in-person lineup. It is awesome that you have risen to the challenge to fill many of our weekly service needs. And yet we are facing a crisis in the administration of our organization. One of the items up for vote today is reducing the size of our board. Taking this action is intended to reduce the stress of filling the board, opening it up for a more free-flowing rotation of board members. However, we are currently struggling to fill a board of 3 competent and present members. Our numbers are small, and we, the board, are aware of the wishes of many on whether they are willing to be on the board. That being said, I did reach out to what I felt might be favorable candidates, and I have not found individuals interested at this time in serving on the board. The current state of the board is as follows. Our friend Johnny has resigned his position on the board and stepped away from all responsibilities at our organization. This is a decision he has made to meet his needs, and we pray he finds happiness, balance, and fulfillment.
Jerry's term is up. He has served at least two consecutive three-year terms on the board, including at least 1 year as president. Sherry wishes to resign her position on the board, respectfully. Mike would like to retain his position as an alternate, and I will welcome him greatly.
Yay.
Fred is willing to remain on the board. However, his ability to actively take part in the regular administrative duties of the organization is limited due to being on the other side of the country. Also, if we reduce Zoom functions, his ability to participate in any way will be impacted. Tom tendered his resignation from the board due to his upcoming extended travel plans, and I applaud him for that. However, he is willing to retain his position on the board if we cannot fill a board of three willing and able members. However, he will not be able to be an active participant in the administrative functions of the organization for the first quarter of the year. And this leaves me, your current president, friends. Bear with me. Thought I would get through this. Okay. This is to be my final year on the board. At the close of 2025, I don't know that that makes it better. Sorry. All right. I will have completed two full three-year terms and 1 year as an alternate. And although my heart is with you, my soul is calling me back to my roots. At this time, I am committed to fulfilling my term on the board. I committed to it and I love you. However, over the year, I would like to pull back from the responsibilities of the board. So friends, this is a crisis. Running this organization is beyond filling the roles on Sunday morning. We lack people willing and able to perform the many administrative duties of this organization, such as make governing decisions, make and maintain contact with Unity organizations regarding our status and need for a minister of record, handle treasurer responsibilities, including keeping the bills paid, maintaining financial accounts, preparing monthly reports for the board and quarterly reports for the membership, tracking, calculating, and disbursing outreach funds, in addition to annual responsibilities such as filling out 1099s for all paid contributors, filing annual reports with the state and Unity Worldwide, filing documentation with the IRS, and anything else that I may have forgotten at this time as I have picked up those duties yet again, suddenly in the last month. We lack someone to document and maintain records and board meetings, and someone to handle the regular maintenance and repair of our building. I love each of you, and I love what we do here. However, this is an organization, essentially a business, and it is far from functional. I can do only so much, and I, like many of you, have reached my capacity. We have decisions to make. We each have a say in what happens moving forward. However, there is one thing that is certain. There must be change. Our meeting today is important. It is pivotal to our future as an organization and as individuals on our spiritual paths. Friends, please join me in reflecting on change. I'm gonna really do an awful thing. Okay, I think I'm better. Close your eyes and take a deep breath in. Expanding your chest and and your belly as they fill with air. Exhale slowly and let your body relax. As you continue to breathe deeply and steadily, bring your attention to this present moment. Notice the sensation of your breath moving in and out of your body. Allow yourself to simply be here in this moment, exactly as you are, with no expectations or judgments. Change and transition are a natural part of life. Life is always in a state of flux. Things are constantly changing and evolving. See if you can bring to mind a recent change or transition in your life. It could be a change in your job or schedule, a move to a new home, the loss or new life of a loved one, or any other significant change. Acknowledge the feelings that come with this change, whether it's excitement, sadness, fear, or uncertainty. Reflect on how this change has affected you and how you have grown as a result. Feel gratitude arising for the lessons and experiences this change has brought you. Change and transition will continue to happen throughout your life, but that is not something to fear. Instead, use the understanding of the constant change in life as a reminder to be flexible, adaptable, and open to new experiences. You are resilient. You are adaptable. You are always getting better. So feel yourself open, accepting life's changes and transitions, honoring them all as a part of this magic journey. Namaste.
Thank you, Eileen. We all needed to hear that about change. It's always hard to think about it, but that was very important. And hopefully we've all gotten the spiritual message and are ready for our annual meeting. Thank you very much. I think it's so appropriate right now to say our healing prayer. If you would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, speak out their name or hold them quietly in your hearts. Members of our church have requested we send out healing prayers and energy to all people and animals displaced by war and natural disasters. The members of our community who struggle to meet basic human needs. Those we have lit candles for, and those you can mention now. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for all, and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen. Now it is our opportunity to give. We are so grateful to be the spirit of generosity by giving of our time, talent, and treasure. We welcome each of these gifts from you as a member of our spiritual community. Please join me in our offering prayer. Divine love through me blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Please join me in our blessing of thanks. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us multiplied abundantly. And so it is. Prayer of protection. Please join me. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is well. Let's stand and form a circle and join hands and prepare for our song of peace. While you are moving, let's express our gratitude to those who have made our service possible today. Speaker Eileen Selig, thank you so much for that powerful message. Reader Susan Finley, our musician Mike Merker, and our slides Penny. Next week, our speaker will be Audrey Pitchford. Please stay with us after church if you wish to visit on Zoom, or join us downstairs for food and fellowship after the peace song, and of course, our annual meeting.
Each moment and peace eternal.